WRCR 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. TikTok's shut down in the U.S. The popular video sharing app has been removed from the Apple App Store, a U.S. ban taking effect Sunday because TikTok's Chinese owners failed to sell it to an American operator. If you have the TikTok app, a message says that it is temporarily unavailable. The message says, "We are fortunate that President Trump has indicated that he will work with us on a solution to reinstate TikTok." Mr. Trump's comments have been favorable, but have not made a firm commitment. A platform is being built inside the Capitol Rotunda after the last-minute decision to move the inauguration ceremonies Monday indoors because the wind chill will be in the single digits, affecting tens of millions Sunday, says ABC News forecaster Jeff Smith.
It's going to be snowy along the entire I-95 corridor, maybe starting as a little bit of a mix right along the coast and then going over to accumulating snow by later in the day.
The Israeli-Hamas ceasefire in Gaza is scheduled to take place Sunday. This is ABC News. A case of bird flu has been reported at a poultry facility in Georgia. Health officials on high alert and the business is on hold. ABC's Rena Roy.
On Wednesday, a facility in Elbert County noticing signs of bird flu in their flock, emergency management deployed to dispose and disinfect. All commercial poultry operations in a six-mile radius placed under quarantine and will undergo surveillance testing for the next few weeks. All poultry activities suspended statewide until further notice, from exhibitions to sales at flea markets and auctions.
At least 30 people were hurt in a ski lift collapse at the Spanish resort of Austin in the Pyrenees mountain range. State TV channel TVE reported around 80 people were trapped on the chairlifts, including this person.
Yeah, it was a very scary moment. Suddenly, it was in a matter of seconds, the ski lift started to fall like in a free fall.
Some went to hospitals. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
This is Logan Willis. On behalf of the Willow Valley United Methodist Church in Ithaca and our pastor, Diana Lucas, I would like to invite you to this morning's service at 10:30 a.m. We are a family that welcomes everyone with open communion. If you're searching for a place to belong, come as you are. This is a safe church for all ages. We'll see you there at 10:30 a.m. at the Willow Valley UMC in beautiful downtown Ithaca.
Unexpected cold showers are the worst. That's the thing about water heaters. They eventually stop heating or they can't keep up with the demand. So when your shower suddenly goes from hot to not, call Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. We provide several brand options and offer traditional or space-saving tankless water heaters. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Friday, January 24th from 10 to 2, the Family Thrift Shop invites you to the Recreate and Redesign on a Dime event. Discover endless possibilities as local artists showcase creative displays and demonstrations, turning everyday items into something extraordinary. Explore innovative ideas, support local talent, and see how your thrift shop treasures can be transformed. Plus, every purchase helps our community, supporting great groups like the Richland Center Police Department, United Givers, and more. Shop local, give back, and get inspired. The Family Thrift Shop, where creativity meets community. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, and Saturdays, 10 to 4.
My life is always on, every single day. And the electricity my co-op provides is more essential to it than ever before. It allows me to shop online while I'm watching TV and keeps my mobile phone charged so I can return the 10 missed calls from my mother. I depend on the electricity from my co-op to power my life and keep me connected every single day. Learn more about the power of your co-op membership at togetherwesave.com.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Where others have their branches, we have our roots.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Heath Bradberg for WRCO. A cold weather advisory is going to remain in effect for the area until 12 p.m. on Monday. That's due to the colder conditions. We've got wind chills expected to be as cold as 35 below zero at times in some locations. Today, we're expecting mostly sunny skies and breezy winds coming from the northwest, 10 to 15 miles per hour. Wind chills will be 10 and 20 below zero through the day. Heading into tonight, mostly clear with light winds coming from the west-northwest, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Wind chills will be dropping to the higher end of 20 below zero, closer to 30 below. Monday, we're going to have an increase in clouds through the day and slightly stronger winds coming in, mostly from a west-northwestern direction, 10 to 15 miles per hour. Temperatures will be just a couple of degrees above zero. Monday night, partly cloudy and mostly clear. Wind chills will be 20 below once again. And then as we head into Tuesday, we're looking at mostly sunny skies with slightly warmer temperatures, 3 degrees above zero. Some afternoon breezy winds can be coming through from the west-southwest, gusting up to 20 miles per hour. Wednesday, we are going to start a warming trend with mostly cloudy skies. Now, we are expecting some light snowfall in the afternoon. That is expected to develop. However, we're looking just at a light dusting. Highs are going to be in the mid-20s. Thursday, mostly cloudy with continuous snowfall through the day into the evening. Once again, just expecting a light dusting to be expected. Highs in the mid-20s once again. Friday, warmer temperatures still with partly cloudy skies. We're looking at mid to upper 20s for highs for the end of the week. And then as we get into next weekend on Saturday, warmer still with some areas of melting snow possible. Afternoon breezes expected. Highs are going to be in the low 30s. For WRCO, I'm meteorologist Heath Bradberg. Have a great day.
You work hard every day to make ends meet and provide for the future. Scam artists also work hard, hoping to rob you of your hard work. Richland County Bank stands ready to answer your questions and help you protect yourself. The bank is echoing advice provided by the IRS. Throughout the year, taxpayers should watch for new versions of tax-related scams. One such scam involves fake property liens. It threatens taxpayers with a tax bill from a fictional government agency. The non-existent agencies might have a legitimate-sounding name like the Bureau of Tax Enforcement. There is no such agency. The scams may also reference the IRS to confuse potential victims into thinking the letter is from a real agency. For anyone who doesn't owe taxes and has no reason to think they do, they should contact the appropriate authorities. Taxpayers who do owe tax or think they might owe should review their tax account information and payment options at irs.gov. Reviewing tax account information online will show the taxpayer if they indeed owe the IRS and how much. If you need help, stop by Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
It's a sunny 8 below, as that is our low so far for the day. Yesterday, it was at least a little bit warmer than we were at least right now. Yesterday, we had a high of 29, and no precipitation to report. As for a record high on this day, that was set in 1981 at 49, a record low 38 below in 1994. Last year on this date, our high was 9, our low 1. Look for sunset today to be at 4:56, sunrise tomorrow at 7:28. No precipitation. The barometer is at 30.27, and northeast winds are at 5. Again, it's 8 below.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, working hard to be sure every customer is treated correctly the first time.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO's morning news today is sponsored by Capital Wealth Advisory Group, the Philback family of dealerships, and Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such. Do want to make a quick note as we are starting off this morning. A number of area churches have canceled their morning church service due to the cold weather advisory. Those churches include Boaz United Methodist, First Lutheran Church of Lone Rock, Blue River United Methodist, Avoca United Methodist, Basswood Union, Viola United Methodist, Town and Country Presbyterian, and St. John Lutheran in Avoca. The annual congregational meeting will be held next Sunday.
Hi, this is Doug Penfield at Philbacks and Richland Center. How's your credit? Whether it's perfect or not so great, the Philback family of dealerships will custom design the right financing package for your next vehicle purchase. We strive to work with each customer to ensure their satisfaction. You'll find competitive rates direct from the manufacturers and local Wisconsin banks with quick approvals. Have you been turned down before? We have programs to help you get into a car and rebuild your credit. Stop into the Philback family of dealerships for the customers first since 1948.
Good morning. For WRCO News, I'm Bo Henricks. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services is encouraging homeowners and schools to test their properties for radon this month, in honor of National Radon Action Month. Radon is one of the leading causes of lung cancer in non-smokers and is a natural occurring colorless and odorless gas. Health officials estimate 1 in 10 homes in the state have radon levels above EPA standards. DHS officials also are reminding residents that their local radon information center may be offering reduced cost test kits throughout January. Strong winds fueling a fast-moving fire in Southern California have caused more than 100,000 people to evacuate their homes. For those seeking to help those in need, the Wisconsin Better Business Bureau, Wise Giving Alliance, offers the following tips to give thoughtfully. Make sure that the charity is trustworthy. While disaster fundraising has not yet fully emerged for this tragedy, donors might check with the following BBB-accredited charities to help start their selection of organizations offering help: American Red Cross, Direct Relief, Global Giving, and Salvation Army. Look for specific fire relief activities and appeals. Be wary of relief appeals that have vague program descriptions and do not explain what activities your support will assist. Watch out for clickbait or phishing scams. Online giving scams tend to pop up after a disaster to take advantage of public sympathy. Don't click on email, text, or social media links promising to connect you to a familiar charity. Instead, go directly to the charity's website on your own. Review crowdfunding requests. Some crowdfunding sites take precautions in carefully screening, vetting, and managing postings after a disaster or tragedy. Others might not. If unsure, review the procedures described on the site and also find out transaction fees and other specifics. Verify charity registration. About 40 of the 50 states require charities to annually register. Check with your state's office of the Attorney General or Secretary of State's office. Understand the phases of disaster relief. Most disasters go through three periods of activity: rescue, relief, and recovery. Each phase involves different activities and support. If you'd like to give, a link can be found at civicmedia.us. Donations made there will go to Convoy of Hope, a 501c3 tax-exempt organization, and is one of Forbes' top charities. Donations to Convoy of Hope are tax-deductible. The American Red Cross urges donors to make an appointment to give life-saving blood or platelets to help keep the blood supply strong this winter, to keep critical blood products on the shelves for patients in need. The threat of severe winter weather and an active cold and flu season may prevent people from keeping donation appointments. During National Blood Donor Month, the Red Cross celebrates those who generously roll up a sleeve to help save lives, and urges those who are feeling well to make and keep donation appointments to help the blood supply stay on track throughout the winter. Four blood drives will be held this week. One will be Monday from noon to 5 at the Kalahari Resorts in Wisconsin Dells. A blood drive will also be held Wednesday from 10 to 3 at the Delton Fire Department in Lake Delton. Two blood drives will be held Friday, the first from 9 to 3 at Sauk County Public Health in Baraboo. The second will be held from noon to 4 at Messianic Christian Fellowship in Black Earth. To book a time to give, visit redcrossblood.org, download the Red Cross Blood Donor app, or call 1-800-RED-CROSS. What if you were the only one in your family to never bag a deer? That's the fate that has befallen Reuben Sodi of the Sodi clan, who lives in the Upper Peninsula. Will this deer hunting season be the one to change his luck, or is he somehow cursed? Escanaba and the Moonlight is a down-home comedy written by Jeff Daniels of Dumb and Dumber fame. Daniels grew up in Michigan and understands Upers, Leinenkugels, UFOs, cards, backwoods whiskey, and possession by native spirits. His stage play was made into a movie starring himself in 2001. The Community Players of Southwest Wisconsin will be holding auditions for the comedy on Tuesday and Wednesday at 6:30 in the Richland Center City Auditorium. Director Andrew Sharp will need 5 men and 1 woman to complete the cast. No acting experience is necessary and everyone is welcome. No singing or dancing required. Performances will be held March 14th, 15th, and 16th in the Richland Center City Auditorium. Behind the scenes, people are needed as well, especially anyone who can help build a set. For questions or more information, email communityplayerssWWI@gmail.com or call 608-538-3848. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is accepting award nominations for the 2024 Wisconsin Ethical Hunter Award. Nominees are selected based on exceptional moral actions and character while out in the field. Established in 1997, the award recognizes a hunter whose action is symbolic of Wisconsin's hunting heritage. This honor represents an outdoor tradition enjoyed responsibly, respectfully, and safely. Examples of award nominations can include helping others hunt, find lost game, assisting novice hunters, or protecting natural resources. Any hunter or non-hunter can nominate a licensed Wisconsin hunter for the Wisconsin Ethical Hunter Award for their actions during the 2024 calendar year. Although many nominations result from gun deer season, ethical actions can occur for any hunting season throughout the state. The nomination committee focuses on singular actions or events rather than individuals who have long-term conservation-related programs. Written nominations must contain the name, address, and telephone number of the witness or witnesses, or the person must be aware of the behavior which led to the nomination. The public's encouraged to submit nominations for consideration for the award. Submit nominations by mail or email by January 31st. To april.dombrowski@wisconsin.gov. It's time for this week's Richland County History Moment with Richland County Historical Society President Ken Theed.
A Sextonville High School graduate serves on the Wisconsin State Supreme Court. And now for a Richland County Historical Society History Moment. Here's the rest of the story. According to WisconsinHistory.org, Article CS7850. It was found in a historical essay. His name, Chester Almiron Fowler. He was born 1862 and died 1948. He was a lawyer and a judge born in Rubicon of what was then Dodge County. His father was a soldier in the Union Army during the Civil War. Chester's family moved to the Richland County area, and he attended Sextonville High School and is listed as one of the distinguished graduates of that school. He graduated from Whitewater Normal School in 1884. After graduating, he went on to serve 1 year as a grade school principal and then 2 years as a high school principal. It was then that he went to the University of Wisconsin, attained his Bachelor of Arts in 1889. He was admitted to the bar in 1889 and practiced law in Omaha, Nebraska from 1889 to 1894, and then he returned to Wisconsin in 1894. He set up a law practice in the offices both in Portage and Montello. He was a Democrat who was elected as a judge of the newly formed 18th Judicial District in 1905 and was successfully reelected until he was appointed to the state Supreme Court in 1929. He was filling the vacancy caused by the death of Justice A.J. Vinge. He was elected to the unexpired term in 1930 and was thereafter reelected to the high court bench until his death in 1948. Among his best-known decisions is that of the Employers Mutual Life Insurance Company versus Tollefson, in which his attack on the quote and slash or quote legal phrase was so caustic that it attracted nationwide attention. Listen next week for the history of Richland County covering the 1883 fire on January 28th in Richland Center.
Today's History Moment is a service of the Richland County Historical Society.
The Society looks forward to the new year with a vision to document important events and remind the community of important events of the past that impact all of us today. The summer will bring another season of open houses at the Yankee School Museum, and members enjoy the excellent reminiscing in the Historical Society's Yankee Breaky newsletter. A strong membership base keeps the Historical Society viable and active by promoting the study and appreciation of local history. The sponsorship of programs devoted to local history and the maintenance of and public access to the Yankee School Museum. Please consider joining. Annual memberships are just $10 for an individual or family, $20 for a business, or $100 for a lifetime individual or family membership. You can email your membership to the Richland County Historical Society, 213 South Central Avenue, Apartment 1, Richland Center, Wisconsin, 53581. And you can learn more at Richland County Historical Society.weebly.com.
Hello, friends. It's Ellie here from Chet's Feeds, Eat, and Such. Stay cozy with Chet's apparel. We have sweatshirts, crewnecks, and a variety of hats as well. Our merch isn't the only thing to fall for at Chet's. We have premium birdseed and a huge new selection of bird feeders to keep your feathered friends happy. Come explore our large lineup of cat and dog toys, as well as treats. As the wind starts whipping, you can be sure that we have your back with our Henry County wood pellets to keep your home warm. Sold by the bag or even by the pallet, we appreciate our friends down here at Chet's. Because without you, there won't be us. Stop by 880 North Orange Street, Richland Center. Or give us a call at 647-8833.
Today is Sunday, January 19th. Vicky Zimple, 70 of Boscobel, died December 31st at Gunderson Boscobel Area Hospital after a battle with cancer. A funeral service will be held at 1:30 today at the Blue River Village Hall. The service will also be streamed through Zoom. Friends may call at the Blue River Village Hall today from 11 until the time of service at 1:30. Memorials may be sent to her daughter, Becky. The Pratt Funeral Information Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Vicky Zimple, 70 of Boscobel. Robert J. Gasper, 86 of Lone Rock, died Monday at Pine Valley Community Village. Funeral services will be held this Monday at 11 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Burial will follow in St. John's Catholic Cemetery in Spring Green. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel on Monday from 9 until the time of service at 11. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Robert J. Gasper, 86 of Lone Rock. Marcia L. Wrestler, 63 of Rock Springs, died unexpectedly on Tuesday at home. Funeral services will be held Monday at 1 at Trinity Lutheran Church in Lime Ridge. Friends may call at the church on Monday from 10 until the time of service at 1. The Farber Funeral Home of Reedsburg is assisting the family of Marcia L. Wrestler, 63 of Rock Springs. Kenneth Theed Sr., 100 of Richland Center, formerly a Muscadet, died Tuesday at Pine Valley Community Village. Funeral services will be held on Wednesday at 11 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel. Burial will follow in the Muscadet Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel on Tuesday from 4 to 7, and again on Wednesday from 10 until the time of service at 11. To honor Kenneth's enjoyment of the Brewers and Packers, the family requests you wear Brewers and Packers clothing to the visitation. The family requests memorials be directed to St. Luke's Lutheran Church in Richland Center, St. Peter's Lutheran Church in Muscadet, or the Muscadet Food Pantry. Kenneth Theed Sr., 100, of Richland Center, formerly of Muscadet. Ellen M. Marty, 85 of Richland Center, died unexpectedly Tuesday at the UW Health University Hospital. A funeral mass will be held on Wednesday, January 29th at 11 at Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary Catholic Church in Richland Center. Burial will be held later this spring at the Lloyd Cemetery. Friends may call at the church on Wednesday, January 29th, from 10 until the time of Mass at 11. The Stafford Funeral Home in Richland Center is assisting the family with arrangements. Ellen M. Marty, 85, of Richland Center. Marty Brewer, 77, of Richland Center, died Thursday at Meritor Hospital in Madison from complications due to his battle with lung cancer. A celebration of life will be held on Saturday, February 1st from 1 to 3 at the Pratt Community Hall in Richland Center, with a time of sharing to be held at 3:30. In lieu of flowers or donations, the family requests that you play a round of golf this summer and think of Marty when you do. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. For Marty Brewer, 77 of Richland Center. William D. Bill Peters, 89 of Richland Center, died Thursday at Schmidt Woodland Hills. A celebration of life is being planned for a later date. The Stafford Funeral Home in Richland Center is assisting the family with arrangements. For William D. Bill Peters, 89 of Richland Center. Mike Malley, 74 of Avoca, died Saturday at Gunderson Hospital in La Crosse. Per Mike's wishes, no formal services will be held. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. For Mike Malley, 74, of Avoca.
Being a financial advisor is about more than money. It's about knowing what matters to you. At Capital Wealth Advisory Group, our advisors provide financial advice and investment strategies personalized for you. We care for your financial well-being so you can spend time on what matters most. For more information, visit CapitalWealthCares.com. Capital Wealth Advisory Group is a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Ameriprise Financial cannot guarantee future financial results.
This morning's birthday and anniversary wishes are sponsored by The Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be.
When you play, you don't want to be on the bench. But when you visit the Shoebox in Black Earth, that's exactly where you'll be, on the bench, taking advantage of service like it ought to be. Their experts measure both your feet, find the right style, and provide the comfort every customer wants. Just like owner Steve Schmidt will tell you.
At the Shoebox, we go by the cardinal rule, offering service like it ought to be.
Head for the bench today at the Midwest's largest shoe store, the Shoebox on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
Well, we have some anniversary wishes, or birthday and anniversary wishes, we want to send out on this Sunday, January 19th. Happy birthday to Lynette Eder from 18101. Happy birthday to Terry Nelson today from Butch and Mrs. Butch. Best wishes today. Happy birthday to Lori Burbach from the Twin Bluffs Fan Club. Happy birthday wishes going out to Emmett Lund today from Five Points Lutheran Church. Happy birthday to Linda Steinmetz from Park Street Christian Church. Happy birthday today to Tyler Nelson from Willow Valley United Methodist Church. Best wishes on a birthday today. Happy birthday to Greg Zimmerman from your friends at Town and Country Presbyterian Church. Happy birthday to Bryson Bone, May Hies, Amelia Schneider, and Sean Walsh from the Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions. Happy birthday to Linda Steinmetz from Richland Center Lions. The Bloom City Town Crier would like to wish Al Cornell and Diego Ortiz a happy birthday. Happy birthday to Jennifer Richardson today from Richland Center United Methodist Church. Happy anniversary wishes going out to John and Vicki Clare and Adam and Carlene Hess today from the Bloom City Town Crier. Also happy anniversary to Shay and Buck Fish and John and Vicki Clare from the Richland Center Lions. To all of you celebrating a big day today, we hope it is a great one. From all of us here at WRCO and from the Shoebox, the leader in size, selection, fit, and price. WRCO Sports this morning is sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters Club.
Your local Cobuson team is proud to be the Richland School District's bus company. Join the Cobuson family of drivers. No experience necessary. Call 647-4446. Jones Chevrolet Buick offers the very best sales, parts, body shop work, and GM certified service. Chevy, find new roads. And Julie Cairns State Farm Insurance, here to help life go right. Offering auto, home, business, life, disability insurance, and financial service.
Good morning for WRCO Sports. I'm Bo Henricks. WRCO's Bill Twining yesterday was on hand for a tournament being held, a wrestling tournament for Ithaca Weston. WRCO's Bill Twining has more.
The annual Ithaca Weston Wrestling Tournament was held Saturday at Weston High School. 12 teams were involved in the event, which was canceled a year ago by a snowstorm. Good weather prevailed in 2025, as did the Holman Varsity Reserves, which won the event with 208.5 points, while first-time entrant Oosterberg finished second with 197 and led the way with four individual champions. Riverdale also made its first appearance at Ithaca Weston, a memorable one, boasting three titleists and finishing third with 163.5 points. Royal Waniwak Center took fourth with 132.5, with Verona and sixth place Ithaca Weston close behind with 128 and 126, respectively. Richland Center placed seventh with 106 points. Defending champion Parkview Albany fell to eighth place with 98. Rounding out the scoring were Cambridge, the Eau Claire North Varsity Reserves, River Ridge, and Wisconsin Dells. Individual highlights came from the tournament's most valuable wrestler, Ethan Haiti of Richland Center, and from three championships won by the Riverdale Chieftains. Haiti was one of two individuals to win his second title at Ithaca Weston when he bested Holman sophomore Brock Needham 6-3 in overtime at 126 pounds. Needham had finished one spot ahead of Haiti at the Bi-State Classic 3 weeks ago, although the two never met during the tournament. The other repeat champion was Wesley Egan of Parkview Albany, who took the top spot at 215 pounds. Both Egan and Haiti are not only two-time champions at the Ithaca Weston tournament, but also two-time place winners at the state meet. Riverdale had three champions and all were dominant. Junior Brody Meese had five pins on the day, including one in the finals at 138 pounds. Senior Talon Childs returned to the lineup with five first-period pins and swept to victory in the 190-pound weight class. Junior Grant Matthews had four pins, including one in 5 seconds, one in 9 seconds, and then one in the finals over Ethan McIntosh of Verona, the son of UW athletic director Chris McIntosh. Also winning titles Saturday were Slater Valley of Parkview Albany, Carson Bremer of Verona, three wrestlers from the Holman Varsity Reserves, Rex Lancaster, Nathan Henderson, and Camden Thiel, and four more from Oostburg, Rigoberto Telez, Connor Mentink, Liam Richards, and Noah Banco. Here's how things went for the local teams. Ithaca Weston had four runners-up, Carrick Thompson, Ashton Bennett, Nolan Waldner, and Caden Coleman. Derek Franzen was fourth in his weight class, while freshman Deacon McDonough won his fifth-place match, and freshman Reed Wabshaw and sophomore Ben Otto both won seventh-place bouts. Richland Center had the tournament's most valuable wrestler and champion, Ethan Haiti. Freshman Caden Stibbe and senior Mason Jelinek each won third-place matches, while Braden Kleppe placed fourth at 285. Sophomore Brock Barrett and junior Ethan Bindle won bouts for fifth place, and freshman Blake Muller placed sixth at 144. Riverdale was led by three champions in senior Talon Childs and juniors Brody Meese and Grant Matthews. Sophomore Lakota Brewer also reached the finals and placed second at 132 pounds. Freshman James Schramm and Wyatt McGuire each won third-place matches. Freshman Wyatt Schramm and senior Chase McGuire each finished fourth. And a pair of teammates registered pins in winning matches for fifth place, seniors Caden Currier and Gavin Mirabelli, who won three matches returning to action for the first time since December of 2022. Royal Waniwak Center had two men in the finals and saw both Brendan Rick and Samson Degner finish second. Jackson Bender, Emerson Murray, and Trenton Fye all placed third for Royal Waniwak Center, and freshman Easton Wopat finished fourth at 126. Saturday's tournament also saw the establishment of the Ithaca Weston Wrestling Hall of Fame, which also was delayed 1 year by last January snowstorm. Enshrined in the Hall of Fame Saturday were coaches Jim Albaugh and Steve Waterman, state champions Mark Fosterling and Sam Brandt, and eight others who wrestled in the WIAA state tournament during their days at either Ithaca or Weston: Lyle Wilds, Jim Brickle, Don Willis, John Sumwalt, Bob Lewis, Donald Koenig, Bill Larson, and John Fosterling. Reporting for WRCO Sports and David Wormand, I'm Bill Twining.
Thank you, Bill. Taking a look at other sports scores from this weekend. On Saturday in high school boys basketball, it was Luther over Winona Cotter, 52-43. Holman defeated Rochester Lords by a score of 74-65. It was Caledonia 70, Mount Horeb 59.
Barneveld scored a 61-39 win over Prairie du Chien, and Platteville defeated Edgewood 81-61. John Blackwell scored 28 points as number 24 Wisconsin defeated Southern California 84-69 to extend its winning streak to 7 games. Max Klesmet added 18 points and Nolan Winter had 13 for the Badgers, who have an average margin of victory of 16.1 points during their win streak. And in NFL action in the playoffs, another NFC North team is now out, as it was Washington defeating the Detroit Lions 45-31 yesterday. Kansas City came away the victor over Houston 23-14. For WRCO Sports, I'm Bo Hendricks.
Lakes Gas Company provides prompt, courteous, regular, and emergency service. Lakes Gas Company is the industry leader in propane supply and delivery. Dr. Terry Mohn supports youth of Southwest Wisconsin in extracurricular endeavors and encourages personal growth through good sportsmanship. Napa Auto and Truck Parts Richland Center in Boscobel, your local people serving you daily with Napa know-how.
Open the eyes of my heart.
Holy, 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 holy. You are
see what you truly are. Thank you.
My comfort, my shelter. is slowly replacing your hope with despair. For the process is long and you're losing your song in the night. You can be sure that the Lord has his hand on you, safe and secure. He will never abandon you. You are his treasure, and he finds his pleasure in you. He who began a good work in you
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. After a three-hour delay, the ceasefire has gone into effect between Israel and Hamas. ABC's Jordana Miller's in Jerusalem.
Gazans celebrating, filling the streets without fear for their safety. Aid trucks already rolling in. Here in Israel, everyone anxiously waiting for Hamas to free three young female hostages later today. Daron Stein.